Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Property Records Search Tool streamlines owner deed and permit lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched an Illinois-focused search platform, enabling users to check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For Illinois real estate professionals, consolidated access to property records, liens, and permit histories accelerates due diligence and client advising. Bookmark tiltillinois.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. Illinois real estate headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Commission shifts still favor seller-paid buyer agent fees. A new resource breaks down who pays realtor fees in Illinois, noting that most home sellers in the state continue to cover the buyer's agent commission. Understanding commission structures helps Illinois agents clearly communicate costs to clients and navigate listing negotiations with confidence. Use HomeLight's IL Real Estate Agent Commission Calculator to model scenarios for your sellers. blunt.homelight.com/blog/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-Illinois/. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Agent Commission Rates. What 2.6% per 2.75% means for your bottom line. A new breakdown shows Illinois real estate agents earn an average commission of 2.6% to 2.75%, highlighting significant income potential in the state's market. Understanding where your commission rate falls within the Illinois average helps you benchmark your earnings and negotiate competitively with clients. Review the full commission analysis to see how your rate compares. https://bullagent.com/careers-center/illinois/real-estate-agent-commission/Illinois real-estate-headlines. Chicago commission rate holds at 5.47%. What IL agents should know. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.47% is the average real estate commission rate in Chicago. IL real estate professionals can use this benchmark to position their own commission structures competitively in the Chicago market. Review how Chicago real estate commission works and explore strategies to reduce realtor fees at the source link. Illinois real estate headlines. Illinois commission rates in focus, what realtors should know for 2026. A new breakdown reveals what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Illinois and strategies for reducing costs. Understanding current commission expectations helps Illinois real estate professionals better position their value and navigate competitive conversations with seller clients. Review the full commission analysis to inform your 2026 client conversations. http://realestatewitch.com/real-estate-commission-in-Illinois/. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois Realtor Commissions edge below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Illinois is 5.53%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. For Illinois real estate professionals, this data point offers a benchmark for positioning services in a competitive market where rates trail the national figure. Review the full survey data to see how your commission structure compares. /listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-Illinois/. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most IL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run 10K to 50K unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.